The fear of getting picked up by ICE has become ever-present for people living in Indianapolis without legal status. One of those people is L, who works at a small business. He did not want his name or voice to be used for fear of being visited by ICE. The voice you'll hear is an interpreter.
There's definitely a lot of police activity and a lot of movement from other officials that make it very scary to go anywhere that you would usually need to go to. I would definitely think twice before going into a doctor's office at this time.
L says his family avoids hardware stores, even grocery stores, out of fear.
It's really sad that we have to question twice before we leave and have to question so much if we're ever going to see our loved ones again.
Earlier this year, the Trump administration ended a Biden-era policy protecting so-called sensitive areas like churches, schools, and hospitals from immigration enforcement. Those policies were meant to protect people seeking essential care, says Natalie Guerrero, assistant professor of pediatrics at the IU School of Medicine.
Not accessing services early enough, having late detection of disease, late detection of illness, ultimately leads to poorer health outcomes. And we know that. That's been demonstrated time and time again.
Guerrero says some people aren't accessing care because of their legal status. But she says others might not use benefits they qualify for because they worry it would hurt their applications for things like a green card. When going through the immigration process, the government can consider whether the individual would use public resources, but it has traditionally not penalized using things like SNAP or Medicaid. Immigrants and lawyers worry this could change under the new administration. Several providers WFI spoke with said that they were familiar with individuals avoiding care. Guerrero and others describe people ignoring back pain or skipping pregnancy appointments, the kinds of decisions that can lead to long-term consequences.
These families who would otherwise access services and address those illnesses and issues are literally staying home, trying to kind of cure themselves, see if it heals.
Healthcare clinics have been afraid to take a stance on how they would respond to ICE, noting the funding they received from the federal government could be jeopardized. Many immigrants, especially those without legal status, have long preferred these clinics and community health centers, which often don't ask about immigration status and treat people regardless of their ability to pay.
Should I trust the clinic that I go to? Should I trust the center that I visit?
This is Wendy Catalan with the Undocumented Youth Alliance. She says the lack of clarity and guidance is part of what worries people.
When we're very transparent in the fact that almost everything is a risk, right? We don't know if you sign up for emergency Medicaid, if that's going to make you a target.
WFYI asked several hospitals how they would respond to a visit from ICE. They offered varying degrees of clarity. Some, like IU Health, said law enforcement does not have access to patient care areas without authorization from a court. Community Health said law enforcement activity would be conducted in a manner that, quote, minimizes disruption. Eskenazi Health would not disclose its policies and directed questions to the Indiana Hospital Association. For immigrants like L, the ongoing fear of ICE has only increased his existing fear of going to the doctor and waiting to find out afterwards how much it will cost.
And I know many people as well that just opt for staying at home and doing more herbal remedies or homemade remedies.
Elle says it's just one more thing that makes these visits feel like they're not worth it. I'm Ben Thorpe.